gap from the space between. Now every touch, there's a lightning. Every touch, there's a rush. Soak up this light. Be my last page, the start of every day, and when my heart stops beating, with every future we can make as one together, then we can't be defeated, no. And if this is all we get, all we get, I wanna share this moment. Soak up this light.
That was The Light from Coloring's Love to You Mate. The fifth group is Coco's 2. Here is Do This Right. Thank you.
fangs and the venom. Remove the silk and the denim. This winter coat feels like the weight of the world.
Now I'd like to feature the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. Both BCIHO and non-conference teams were in action on October 5th. First with the non-conference Red Leafs, who played the Long Island University Sharks, an NCAA Division I hockey team, at Northwell Health Ice Center in East Meadow, New York, which is east of New York City, and where yours truly's favorite team, the New York Islanders, practice. The scoring is provided by the SFU Red Leafs hockey Twitter page with no game sheet available. Lucas Ciccarelli opened the scoring 121 into the game as SFU jumped to a 1-0 lead, but LIU tied the game at 5:08 in the first. As the Red Leafs and Sharks ended period 1 tied at 1, LIU went up 2-1 50 seconds into the second period, but SFU spent more tied the score at 2-2:14 later. The Sharks scored the next two goals at 7:31, 12:50, but Red Leaf Walker Erickson made it 4-3 less than 2 minutes later at 14:48. LIU restored their two-goal edge at 17:31 as period two ended, with SFU trailing 5-3. Red Leaf Zach Maxwell scored SFU's fourth goal at 4:21 of the third, but the Sharks restored the two-goal edge less than 2 minutes later at 6:15. But the Red Leafs closed the gap to one once again as Walker Erickson scored his second of the night at 13:19, 6:41 left in regulation. However, the LIU Sharks iced the game with 23 seconds left as it beat the SFU non-conference Red Leafs 7-5 at Northwall Ice Center in East Meadow, New York, east of New York City. Meanwhile, the SFU BCIHL Red Leafs completed the season opening home and home set against the Okanagan Lakers at MMP Place in Kelowna, BC, where the BCIHL website provided a brief scoring summary. The host ended period 2 up 1-0, followed by two goals in the third to the visitors 1, and the Okanagan Lakers tripled up the SFU BCIHL Red Leafs 3-1 at MMP Place in Kelowna, BC. On October 6, the SFU non-conference Red Leafs traveled up to Connecticut to confront the Sacred Heart Pioneers, another NCAA Division I hockey team, at Martyr Family Arena in Fairfield, Connecticut, where the hosts provided a game sheet. Ben Ward gave SFU a 1-0 lead 12:02 into the game, but Sacred Heart answered just 27 seconds later as John Jaworski eluded Jesse McKay at 11:35. The Pioneers jumped to a 3-1 lead with less than 3 minutes left in the first. With goals from Matt Guerra with 2:39 remaining and Max Dorrington just 8 seconds later at 2:31 left in the first. However, the Red Leafs got back within one before the end of first period as Walker Erickson eluded Cole O'Donnell with 12 seconds left as Sacred Heart led SFU 3-2 after the first period, with the Pioneers outshooting the Red Leafs 8-6. However, Sacred Heart restored a two-goal lead early in the second stanza as Jeremy Treblay scored on SFU's Jesse McKay at 56 seconds as McKay kept the Pioneers at bay as the hosts outshot the Red Leafs 9-2 in the middle frame. Sacred Heart opened a three-goal bulge early in the third as John Jaworski scored his second of the night at 39 seconds, and Luke Amell scored on SFU's Jesse McKay at 11:39 as the Pioneers went up 6-2 on the Red Leafs. Sacred Heart's Cole Galata was penalized at 13:55 for slashing, which gave SFU its seventh power play, and Red Leaf Austin Fraser eluded Pioneer Cole O'Donnell 53 seconds later at 14:50. However, that was as close as SFU got, as Sacred Heart's Mikey Adamson scored 55 seconds later at 14:50 on SFU's Jesse McKay as the Pioneers destroyed the Red Leafs 7-3 at Martyr Family Arena in Fairfield, Connecticut. On October 7th, the SFU non-conference Red Leafs returned to Burnaby for another practice, according to its Facebook page. The SFU non-conference Red Leafs returned to action today against Robert Morris University at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, Michigan. SFU opened the scoring 13-50 into the first as Kyle Young gave the Red Leafs a 1-0 lead. However, these scoring updates are provided by the SFU Red Leafs hockey Twitter page. Robert Morris tied a game. Just a minute, please. SFU kept their 1-0 lead until after two periods, despite getting heavily outshot by Robert Morris 21-9. However, the Hulls tied a game less than 2 minutes into the third at 1:49. Robert Morris jumped to a 2-1 lead less than a minute later at 2:45. And that was the final score as Robert Morris University Pioneers defeated the SFU Non-Conference Red Leafs 2-1.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Now I'd like to talk about the Surrey Police transition at this time. It had been the most polarizing topic in Surrey for the last 6 years. The then Mayor Doug McCallum pursued the Surrey Police Service, which was approved by the BC government in 2020. Fast forward to 2022, Brenda Locke, who campaigned to stop the Surrey Police Service, became the mayor by beating McCallum with less than 1,000 votes on October 15, 2022. But Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, ordered Surrey City to continue with the Surrey Police Service on July 19, 2023. However, Locke's fight did not end right away, as her two petitions against the BC NDP government for a judicial review on being forced to continue with the SPS was rejected on May 23, 2024, followed by her acceptance of the court's decision on June 10th, and culminated by an agreement between the BC NDP government and Surrey City on July 10th, according to a BC government news release. Surrey will receive $30 million a year to 2029, when a financial guarantee of up to $20 million, if the SPS salaries are higher than the RCMP, may kick in and continue until 2034, for a total of up to $250 million. Surrey will fully support the transition to the SPS and not impose a police tax in the next decade. In addition, according to the BC government news release, the SPB budget, originally requested at $141.5 million, fits within Surrey's financial budget and will hire 526 officers by the end of 2024, 67% of all Surrey police officers. Most, if not all, of this week's developments were from the SPS Twitter page. On October 7th, the SPS promoted the next recruitment session, which will take place on November 2nd. Two updates were provided on October 8th, as the SPS is hiring a detective constable within its special investigative section with experience in investigating domestic violence, human trafficking, and other crimes. followed by its newest recruits completing their training before November 29th, when the SPS will take over as Surrey's police jurisdiction. On October 9th, the SPS traffic unit teamed up with the Surrey RCMP, currently Surrey's police of jurisdiction, Surrey's bylaw enforcement, and Surrey Crime Prevention Society for the Walk With Me campaign, where ICBC also participated, according to the SCPS Twitter page. For students who walk or bike to Strawberry Hill Elementary, where participating agencies help students sign Walk With Me passports for pedestrian safety. Yesterday, two SPS officers, Sergeant Cho and Constable Peters, talked about the World Mental Health Day, a reminder to support mental health in Surrey's community. The SPS mental health team links those facing mental health challenges, support them in crisis and in their daily lives.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit SCWIST.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Thank you for listening to episode 39 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024. Part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it is Voice of the North. Now to the last tune, B44. It's the 6-act Clark Somers Feast Ephemera. The tune is Petals.
Thank you. Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.